This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Old friends not going away quietly. Kelly and the haters. The clock clicks on. Another decade comes and goes. Sometimes some things don't exactly change, though in the frozen lands, in the wild and reaches of the conservative world. Take Megyn Kelly, for example. It's somewhat amazing to witness the disgraced and terminated former Fox anchor and NBC talk show host rebrand herself as a sexual assault victim and women's warrior. Sitting on a pile of money from her contract settlement, she now self-produces videos to continue to give her name and fame a heartbeat in the hopes that she can escape her racist warmongering and hard right on-the-air positions and past. The Hollywood production of Bombshell, where Charlize Theron plays her with an all-star cast, is giving her a new opportunity to creep back from under the rocks. The papers covered a 30-minute promo of several of the Fox abuse victims of former Fox chieftain Roger Ailes, with Kelly watching the movie and reacting often with tears in their portrayals. No question, Ailes was an evil ogre. No question either that from the beginning and for too long, Kelly, a lawyer and former prosecutor, went along with it. She has said as much, claiming she should have done more. Her quoted complaint in the Times was about the twirl, where female anchors were asked to turn around by Ailes when interviewed so that he could evaluate the backside along with the front side. Admitting that she had done it, she protested having been a lawyer at the big Jones Day firm rather than having finally realized that it was insulting to any woman from cleaner to CEO. Nor does she concede how the lust for power, fame, and money made them co-conspirators, as her prosecutor work would have called it, in his crimes. My own brush with Kelly and the other side of an interview with her in the aftermath of the Acorn attack taught me firsthand about her bad faith. She was me first, hashtag, always, and hashtag me too, only very come lately. Another election cycle brings the falsehoods about Acorn out in the open again as well. Someone named Hayden Ludwig wrote a piece for the far-right Capital Research Center, which is surely misnamed by including research in its name, called Acorn's Legacy Lives On in the 1630 Fund. He claims, according to its initial filings with the IRS in February 2009, the 1630 Fund, the 501c4 advocacy arm of Arabella Advisors' dark money empire, was seeded with over $350,000 from five major left-wing groups: Acorn, Americans United for Change, the Sierra Club, U.S. Action, and Working America. I was long gone by then, but this claim that Acorn would put up $25,000 for whatever this 360 fund is likely a stretch unless someone gave the organization money to do so for some reason. Regardless, we were obviously in great company, so what's the beef? Hard to say, though he thinks by using Acorn as a smear tactic and boogeyman for the right, that's all he has to say. Leap first, look later, act first, think never. Like the old rock tune, Blinded by the Light. Some folks can't see past their own self-interest to even worry about the facts because they're so interested in clickbait and building their brands. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.